have the Pentagon has ordered about 1,500 active duty soldiers to prepare for a possible deployment to Minnesota. President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act, continues to, in response to the unrest there. Can you explain for everyone, remind everyone as we start this week and what that could mean, the Insurrection Act and what it does and doesn't allow?
So, Kate, the Insurrection Act would be a very dramatic step by the president. This is a law that allows the president essentially to take our military forces, and I don't mean National Guard, I mean Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and turn them into local police, local law enforcement, which ordinarily is not permitted. A couple things to know about the Insurrection Act. First of all, it gives the president very broad authority. He can use it if there is a rebellion or insurrection, or much more broadly, even if it's necessary to enforce federal laws. Second of all, it hasn't come up much because it doesn't happen that often, but when it has reached the courts have given the president very, very broad deference to invoke the act as he sees fit. But Kate, just for historical context, this Insurrection Act has not been used since 1992 after the Los Angeles riots. And before that, it was used in the 50s and 60s to desegregate our schools when certain towns and states resisted the Supreme Court's order in Brown versus Board of Education. So Donald Trump certainly does have broad authority here if he wants to invoke the Insurrection Act, but I think it would be wildly out of step with the way it's been invoked over our history.